session. All right, so to facilitate Ms. Solomon leaving earlier, we're going to take her, she is leaving first. So let's go to section four, number three. Case number 21-146, regards to John Oplinger, DBA, Board Bear Review, discuss take action on request to extend timeframe to accept consent agreement offer and or extend timeframe for first required action to identify a practice monitor. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask the Victoria Detroit Executive Director if there's any update on the status of the consent agreement.
Not at the consent agreement. The only update about the whole situation is that Dr. Walls, who has been a consultant in the past, is now reaching out to Dr. Oplinger. Dr. Oplinger may ask for choices now.
So it hasn't been signed. The deadline for the CA to be signed by Dr. Oplinger is 11/26. And the deadline for the monitor selection is 12/26. Correct?
Yes, it was
signed, yes. Okay. Due to the holidays, I think it would be reasonable to extend it from 30 days to 45 days, page 9, line 21. Of the consent agreement, and I would make a motion to amend the consent agreement accordingly.
Are you extending the time to sign the consent agreement or the time to identify the monitor?
Only monitor. No extension of the time to sign the agreement.
Okay.
So it's still going to be signed by the 26th, so 9 days we have to sign by giving an additional 45 days beyond then.
Instead of 30 days beyond 45 due to the holiday. Okay. I'll second that. I'm fine with that. I mean, who is there other than Dr. Rawls? Like, you know, call him, get it scheduled, and it should be pretty cut and dry, right?
A motion for a second to change the 30 to 45 days to identify the practice monitor. Is there any further discussion? Since we're amending a consent agreement, let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Resnay, the motion carries.
Let's move on to back to our initial investigative reviews in section 2, number 14, case number 2215. Tracy, would you read us a summary proof, please? We do have Dawn in the room.
Case 2215, the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board responded to this Heather White DVM. On August 18th, 2021, after reviewing two process inspections conducted at respondents' premises, board voted to open an investigation regarding multiple PPE potential violations. And this matter was brought back to you for your evaluation and disposition.
Okay, so we have no respondent, no complainant, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the repeat potential violations, at least three of which involve controlled drugs, and the lack of evidence to support that corrective actions have been successfully implemented, and the fact that there has been, according to the staff notes, that a controlled substance inventory log has not been maintained since 2015, I move that this case 2215 go informal.
I just want to offer a consent agreement because what you didn't gain at the time.
Right. Ms. Holman, did you hear that about offering her a consent agreement? Do you want to offer that instead, or is there more information you want to gather from an informal?
My concern is that if the, I'd rather go, just go to the informal. The fact that there's been, that there have been multiple inspections, there's been repeat potential violations, and particularly not maintaining a controlled substance inventory log since 2015, I think that's the past 6 years. So it's not a hiccup, it's not. But, so I would, that's why my motion is to go to informal.
This is Dr. Wright, but the question is, I mean, do you have extra questions to ask around this that you do the informal? Because really, premise violation issues are more of a kind of cut and dry thing. It either is or it isn't. So we have enough evidence just to go straight to a consent agreement, which would be able to kind of do what we need to do and say, hey, these are the problems, let's go from here. I mean, are there specific questions that would you need clarification on, or are you kind of like, look, these are violations, they're violations, and you just want to make sure it gets home?
I kind of want to make sure it gets home, and the respondent has said that she, has verbally, has responded via email that she does have a controlled inventory log, and all controlled, is for all controlled drugs, and that, but there's been no evidence submitted. So I wanted to give the opportunity for the, for her to come and present evidence. But if he could go straight to,
Jane, I think the agreement here, while we understand what you're saying, and I certainly don't disagree about wanting to kind of put her through the ringer at this point. I mean, unfortunately, I don't know that being in front of the board, is going to have more of an impact than when Dawn is out of practice and, speaking with Victoria over the phone. Ultimately, we're going to, regardless of whether we have an informal or not, we're ultimately going to end up at, violations and fines and CE and whatever we want to do. So,
I'd probably say more consent agreement than if we don't want to sign that, we don't enter into it, then we can do an informal at that point.
But I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. These ones are really frustrating for sure. But I don't know that we're going to learn anything other than what, her actual.
Is it appropriate to ask if this comes there prior before offering the CA?
Not until you accept the findings of.
I move we adopt the findings of fact as proposed in the report.
IDR.
And the report submitted by staff, the IDR report submitted by staff on case 1DC15, and that those findings of fact are the adopted as that findings of fact.
I second that.
Motion on the floor to adopt the investigative division report findings of fact. Is our findings of fact? Discussion. Do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is an aye. Motion carries.
And this is a quick question to Mark. Can I use under number 2A? Through 8?
Yes.
As the violations, the finding of their conclusions of law?
Yes, as referenced in the report, yes.
The second motion, Mr. Chairman, is to move we adopt the conclusions of law as referenced in IDR section 2 items A through H.
Second.
Motion for a second to find the violations listed to A through H. Any further discussion? This will be a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Loewe?
Aye.
Dr. Gosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is an aye, the motion carries.
So, Ms. Solomon, could I suggest that we put the hammer down on each one that has a controlled substance? Like H?
C, D, and H. C, that would be C, R311502J2.
Yeah.
D, which is my major concern, R311502K2, and H, R311805A.
Yeah.
$1,000 penalty for each, or?
I'd do $1,000 each on those.
Okay.
And then the $1,000 for all together, the rest of them all together.
Well, and I assume this is the time I can say it. I mean, if you were wanting the informal.
Sorry, look at me.
So I was just something to consider as you may want to think about what you've done with other people in the same position who consistently fail this particular one. And please correct me. You know, it was physically a mess, right? It's a sign of someone in trouble. It's a sign of someone who needs someone to come in and help.
Okay, practice monitor.
And that's my big concern, because this kind of goes back to 2015, which we know everything's gotten crazy with the pandemic. This is way pre-pandemic too. So this is not just recent history. And the other thing I was going to comment on is historically, again, with controlled substances, since you were wanting to go to an informal, because again, the hitting home thing and knowing what's going on, this is a problem, you also have the option for referral to the DEA too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Ms. Solomon, I
practice monitor, referral to the DEA, $1,000 for each of the three controlled substance violations, and an additional $1,000 for A, B, E, F, G.
I need to apologize to you because I jumped in and started this ball rolling before the first thing we should ask you is, are there any priors? And we have Dawn here for this. And we have Dawn here and we haven't heard from her yet. I mean, I'm assuming she's here for a reason.
So, yeah.
So maybe we should do that and then adjust and then make our motion with the penalties. So Dawn, take it away.
Yeah.
Or who's going to tell us about priors?
There's no other priors.
What's that, sorry?
There's no other priors.
No priors, okay.
So, but yeah, but before we start going to that, I think, yeah, Dawn's impression of what was going on while she was there would be good.
Yeah, so just facts. You can see from the previous pictures submitted that the facility...
Dawn, I'm going to need to ask you to speak up. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, very well. Please.
So just kind of circling back to the previous inspection and the pictures submitted, I think it's clear that she's a solo practitioner in her own facility, and it looks like it may be a little much overwhelming. According to the pictures, there's a lot of stuff. There's not a whole lot of organization, and I think that kind of speaks volumes into what's really going on. It kind of spirals out of control when you get overwhelmed in one area and then you lose track of other areas. The pictures paint that picture for you as far as what's going on at the facility. There are repeated potential violations from multiple inspections around control drones not being locked up, or control drone logs, and
the waste material for the controlled drugs. But I think the big picture here shows that it's just a little overwhelming is what it looks like when you walk into the facility.
I mean, and I agree with that. I don't think this was, like, it's not something that happened overnight. I think this is, yeah, this is something like a runaway train that got away from her. I don't think there's any ill intent to do anything bad here. I mean, yes, a lot of things are missed, but I think it's more, yeah, we got overwhelmed and we need to kind of help get back on track as opposed to like shutting the hospital down and that kind of stuff. So I think the practice monitor, honestly, out of everything will be the most effective thing here. The doctor probably knows the failings and deficiencies and is just doing nothing to them. And it's just like, I don't know what to do. So,
seems probably wouldn't really be very helpful in this case. Seems like.
Yeah, I think it's just, I'm guessing she probably just threw her hands up and was like, I gotta do this, I can do it because it's just not waiting for me. And I think we need to have the time to reset everything. I mean, I've done it before in my hospital where you close down for a few days at least and just decline everything, throw stuff out, get rid of stuff that just keeps piling up that you don't have time to deal with on any given day. And I think that will help to get us back into where we need to be.
Would it be helpful if I went over a consent agenda of two that we did in the past year that were very similar?
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
So when both of them, there was a state extension for a year, probation for a year, a practice monitor for a year, doing quarterly reports, $1,000 civil penalty. And that's it.
And there was a state
suspension of the veterinarian's license.
Gotcha.
It should have to be less, but those were two of the animals to kind of stay.
Okay. Were they, Victoria, were those cases that are examples, were they as extensive as this?
They were very
similar. Related to the drug problem?
Very similar. Single practitioners overlapped.
Okay. Won't make my other comment. And there was only a $1,000 fine in ECA code?
Yes, and I know that the two that I'm thinking of, both of those particular veterinarians had previous disciplinary action. So that may be why it has such a high civil penalty and one at all.
Okay, then it sounds like what I was initially proposing and concurring with the chair may be a bit excessive, given that that was a total 4K with no priors. So I'm willing to, although this is the first, because of the number and length the number of violations, the number of repeat violations, the lack of a controlled log for 6 years, I still think 1K for all is appropriate. So, if everybody's ready, I'll proceed. Mr. Chairman, the CA include a state suspension, 1 year probation, a practice monitor, and with selecting and reporting back to us in the usual time frame, referral to DEA, and a $1,000 penalty for all of the violations referenced in the report. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Carl, do you need to put the referrals to the DEA and the consent agreement? Because that's not her doing that, it would just be staff.
That's correct.
Okay. I believe that. With the direction of staff to do this.
Thank you.
And how many days are we giving her to pay a fine? What do we do?
What's the standard?
The civil penalty would not apply with the program for a short period. So that's it all.
So what can you do? Thank you. So amended.
Within 30 days?
Yes.
Giving Dr. Rawls a lot of business.
And I also want to make a comment on one of the violations that was found that I don't want to really follow up on right now, but I just want to have on the record, hopefully, that the owner for the premises license is going to listen. The 311-7034, the freezer needs to be cleaned, there's frozen meals in the deceased animal freezer. That's something you could follow up on, but I think we're just going to lump it in everything. But if OSHA saw that, she would have a whole lot of banks to go through. So, I really want to get it out real fast.
You don't think it's okay to be frozen?
Yeah, I found that one of the most disturbing.
Yes, it's frozen cow. But,
but
so that one kind of disturbed me to the point of that I didn't have to get a follow up on it, and that means that I have it, the freezer, okay, whatever. We do have frozen stuff in our medicine, unfortunately, all the time, but. That is a huge issue, like I said, fine with OSHA, they've made it into the wall, so I definitely have them listening to this, and I'm like, let's not do that.
Okay, I have a question of the executive director now that you raised that point, Dr. Wright. Do we have a new referral to OSHA?
I've never seen it happen.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to.
Yeah.
I would just say that if they were to happen to do a random inspection, that would be a problem. So, but I don't necessarily want to say hi to OSHA personally.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so one more time. We have motion for in a second. And Ms. Solomon, I will take responsibility for setting you down this path. But I think at this point, I wouldn't do the $1,000. I would do $1,000 for repeat offenders. And yeah, this is a repeat premise, but it's not a repeat violation. So I would consider lowering that. But it is what it is. Your motion. We have a motion and a second on the floor.
All right. Again, because of three controlled substance violations, and again, the one about the not maintaining the law for 6 years is just beyond the pale. Sorry.
All right. Let's do if there's no further discussion, let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mrs. Lee?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is an aye. Motion carries.
All right, so that concludes 22-15. Next one up is 22-16. Tracy Rodriguez, the summary.
He's 22-16. He complained as the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The respondent is J. M. Martin, DVM. On August 18th, 2021, after reviewing two premises inspections conducted at respondent's premises, the board voted to open an investigation regarding repeat potential violations that have not been corrected. And again, this matter was not brought in front of the investigative committee. It was brought back to you for evaluation of the submission.
Okay, we have no respondent, no complaint. Well, we have a complaint. No.
Yes.
No, we are.
Yes.
We have a complaint.
Yes, sure.
No monitoring. And Ms. Solomon, you're the lead on this one as well. And we have Dawn here for input. She's here for a reason.
Okay. Great, because I'm going to be dealing with the notes from her report, so that's great. Thank you, Dawn. I just like to point out a couple of key points from her report. There were seven potential violations noted during the inspection. Quote, the major concerns are the uncorrected controlled drug dispensing laws. During the reinspection on 7/16/2021, the controlled drug dispensing laws, as well as the controlled inventory logs were unavailable for review due to the inability to pull the required parameters from their software system. Control drug dispensing logs provided after 7/16/2021 inspection had not been corrected as previously stated in the 5/20/20 correction. So we did provided some incorrect information by the respondents, saying things have all been taken care of, and they have. There was another item, a couple of items. Some other notes from Don's report, his drug logs were not available at the time of inspection. No potential violations were noted at that time. However, upon submission of the drug logs later, deficiencies still exist. In particular, I want to add the last closing sentence from the report. It is important to note that due to the inability to view the controlled drug logs during the in-person inspection, the controlled drug log potential violations were not found until logs were provided after the fact. The controlled drug logs are consistently incorrect, and corrections had not been attainable or sustainable if they had in the 5/20/20 corrections submitted. So, and what was sent, the response we got from Dr. Martin is that we have his words that, or him or her words, that they won't let it happen again. Unfortunately, I don't find that to be sufficient. There's also only one page sample of a law. How many pages of a law do you usually review, Dawn?
So I review at least 1 to 3 pages of each controlled substance that they carry.
Yeah, so we have a one page and one controlled substance. That is insufficient to submit. So, Mr. Chairman, based on that, the logs that were provided were not available at the inspection. One page insufficient, I've already covered all that. I want to tend to come down heavy because of the control drugs issue, but since we went to a CIA on the previous one, I'm willing to do that on this one also. And I would adopt the random premises inspection report dated 8/11 as our findings of fact and our conclusions of law as being the 1, 3, 4, 1, 6. I prefer to focus more on the more serious ones. Virginia, if you want to add any, R311502L7, R311502H2, R311502H3, R311502B, R311502H5, R311502K3H, and R311502K3G. Does anybody want to add to that list? I'm open to it. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed R311. Did I get R35? R311502K2. I think I missed that one. And I would move that we adopt those as conclusions of law.
And we actually, we vote on the findings of fact?
Yeah, I was like, were we supposed to do findings?
I mean, we can do it better, right?
That's a bad question.
I'm not sure she's even set up to, she wants to offer consent agreement. Has she been set up that she wants to?
Yeah, well, offer consent agreement, and these are the findings of fact, so.
Yes, findings of fact first.
So the findings of facts are in our investigating, the division report.
Random.
As stated.
Random.
Premise inspection.
Correct.
And then the conclusions of law are from the SAP map.
Yeah, I didn't include all of them. I just included the ones that I felt were the most important. There may be, you know, medical, the DDM board may feel that there are others that I have overlooked that are extremely important. So I'm open to amending the conclusions of law.
Since he's on two different, we're pulling from two different sources, let's vote on the findings of fact first, and then come back to the conclusions of law.
Okay.
All right, so we have a second, right?
Mr. Lohi.
Ms. Krieger?
Dr. Martin was only noticed on the repeat potential violation, so when you guys voted to open the investigation, that was with respect to the two that are listed in the investigative division report. So the controlled substance logs, that those were the ones that you were concerned with. So those were the ones that she was noticed on. The other ones in the.
Okay, sorry. Which are the two?
So we can only.
Hello?
We can only find, I think, R311-502-K3G. At R311-502-K3H. Those are the two that are listed. Now, if we wanted to add more in, can you just get a renotice and do this next month? So, yeah, if you really wanted to include the rest of them, we can just renotice and do this next month, or we'll just proceed on these two that we've already noticed.
Right.
Okay.
So she had responded to Dawn saying that she corrected all of these issues. However, you were concerned with the controlled substance law issues, which is why you opened the investigation.
Yes.
So, right.
Correct. Right. So, and the fact that only, you know, we have her word that so not can't let it happen again, and we got a one pager on one controlled substance.
So with that said, it looks like the only thing that is before you is the those associated with the dispensing laws.
Okay.
Controlled substances, and then we pass on the other as logically allowable on professional conduct.
Okay.
So we can only find two violations today.
511-502-K3H and R311-502-K3G?
Yes,
correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So moved.
And saying, so those are findings of fact and the conclusions of law, and let's do a roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nossi?
Aye.
Ms. Salvin?
Aye.
And Dr. Rice is aye. Motion carries.
Now may I ask about priors?
Yes.
She had one prior issue, and it was failure to notify the board of a change in her address. And she was issued a civil penalty.
How much? Okay, thank you.
$100.
Oh, wow, okay. Okey-doke. Mr. Chairman, I move that we associate with a, we've already done that, the finding fact and conclusion of law in order to the state suspension, 1 year probation, and a $500 penalty.
Now, would that be $250 each or $500 on one of them?
$250 each. I'm going on the basis that our prior was $100 for one violation.
For a whole separate violation, though. That's a.
Right. And so $250 each on these because they're controlled drugs.
Yeah, so the previous violation was a failure to inform our board within 10 days, which is totally separate from this. I mean, yeah, it's a problem, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
So you want to stick with $250 each?
Total? $250 each, yes.
So I guess I'm not getting where we're. $250 each on this versus the last one, she's paying $1,000 and had no priors. That's a prior, we're asking for half as much.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to look.
Versus, well, okay, so, and we've heard from, have you told us about this one yet? Well, tell us about this one. You're the one that's changing everybody's minds here. Because on the last one, she needs help. You saw that, right? So what does this one need? A spanking or some help?
I
hope
you have like an answer to that. Just to give a little background on this one, this is the first or second potential violation for the same or similar finding. It was noted in previous inspections and then caught on the re-inspections. There was an inspection in the middle of some of them where this potential violation was not found. So consistency is a clear issue here.
The inspections where it wasn't found, were those in hospital ones or those the self-inspections?
Good question. So they were in-person inspections.
Okay.
Yes.
So we didn't see them at that point.
Correct. Okay.
So issue, fixed issue. As opposed to issue, fixed issue.
But again, I mean, this is repeat versus the other one. We got a little discrepancy between 500 and 1,000.
But again, you got to look at
the practice monitor.
Yeah, but you got to look at each case individually and set it out. I don't know if we rehash the other one because we already closed that out, but that was since 2015 also. So that was a long progression.
That was
like a short time. So I mean, I do have a model, but it's not as to as necessarily. Could be hours to longer run as just 2015, but it's definitely a little bit different. So I understand what you're saying for sure.
It's more Granny Smith versus Red Delicious versus oranges.
Or hot fresh.
Yeah, but yeah, so I
Okay.
Mr. Logan, members.
Does anybody have any other amount other than $500 total they'd like to be considered? For discussion.
Well, our council's trying to tell us something.
Okay. I can't hear
him. It's unrelated to your question regarding the civil penalty, but typically, if that's the only thing that you're going to put in a board order, you don't generally put them on probation. You just, you give them a set period of time to pay the fine. However, in this case, as I believe Jane pointed out in her presentation, she has told us that she's never going to do this again. But if you were thinking of putting her on probation for her real year, you might want to have her submit, quarterly, logs to ensure that she is keeping her, that she is in compliance with the board's regulations in this area.
Yeah, probation needs a real reason. So if we're not checking in constantly, we're put on probation.
Okay.
You need to pay a fine by this time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the idea of since all we have is the one page in her work, and since Dawn, I'd like it to her to quarterly submit what Dawn would normally look at. You said, how many controlled substances?
Well, I would look at 1 to 3 pages of each individual controlled substance that she has on the site.
Okay, I think it would, I'd like to require that or request that she provide that quarterly. And the staff review it before we discuss it before the board.
So like a self-inspection in her work?
Correct, exactly. Yeah. But, yeah.
Did you really do that?
Just for the law.
Send the logs in, right?
Yeah, just the logs.
Can we just get the log?
Just the logs quarterly.
Right, she doesn't have to be here, right?
Well, I would submit that it would only come before you if staff identified an issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if she's not...
So amended.
Yeah, what I was just... I'm suggesting is that, that it would only come before the board if you notice an issue based upon the quarterly the logs that she submits on a quarterly basis. And that there's no issues, doesn't have to come before the board.
Okay. And then I would include an issue to submit that as well.
Yeah.
So basically, we won't hear about anything unless board staff sees something.
Correct.
Yeah. You're okay. Yeah. Is board staff comfortable doing that kind of thing and making the decision on their own? Because I don't want to put board staff in a position they're uncomfortable with.
That's what we do in inspections.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's not like, it's a little, Because have we done that kind of thing before where you lie and not understand, I guess?
Well, you do
lie
100% all the time in every inspection, too.
Fine. I just want to make sure it's like, so we're not putting something on your plate that you're not cool with.
If we weren't comfortable, we would about what we were seeing. Dawn was talking about that she has to do different sets of logs. Dawn, if you want to briefly explain that.
Yeah, so my question was just, during the inspection, she's providing an electronic log where she's using an electronic program that can't provide her with the correct parameters that are required. And that's where the potential violations came from. So when she said she was going to initially switch over to paper records, that was her corrective action that was not completed and followed up upon. So my question is, now that she says she's going over to the paper records and the parameters will be there, is that what I should expect to see? And is there an issue if she goes back to the electronic records, even though it doesn't match her corrective action?
I would expect to be here with what we're saying, or what they're telling us, they're going to be corrected and not be, oh, we're going to do this, but here, this is your only business instead. No. I would require whatever was decided on as we're getting the entire thing, not just a synopsis of it from digital records.
Yeah, one pager, right.
Yeah.
All right, summarize.
Okay.
1 year probation, state suspension, $500 fine, 2 per count, per violation. Got 2 violations, and submit quarterly drug logs.
In compliance with the previously agreed upon parameters.
Yes. And then also dispensing logs, is that right?
I'm sorry?
Just the dispensing logs?
I
tell you, you want
them.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, I want everything. Can we go bi-monthly? Yeah. Every other month instead of quarterly? That's only four.
That's just too much on board staff because they got our staff.
Right. I'm comfortable with quarterly.
Okay.
Because, if we see something, we can always go straight to the DEA at that point. I would want not just dispense, but also an industry in hospital and adding a tort to the other laws.
Okay. All right, so we have that stated, so it's properly put in the minute. And a second?
Yes.
Ms. Krieger agrees to all those amendments?
Yes.
Right. Any further discussion?
Is it enough?
Then it's roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Ms. Lilly?
Aye.
Dr. Nosky?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Rosenstein, motion carries.
All right, so that concludes that one. Ms. Solomon, we are holding you up from getting anywhere.
I know.
We can finish that.
Okay. All right, so let's go back up to the top. Let's wipe out these IRs and get down the line here. Next up, we're on 21-126. Tracy, would you read us the summary, please?
Yes. Case 21-126, the complaint is Natalie Suarez, respondent is Jay Lyer, DVM. On April 7, 2021, Katie Minaj, the 2-year-old female cat, was denied to respond for a state procedure. The cat had been astray, therefore there were no known history. The cat was prepared for surgery, respondent entered the abdomen, and could not locate the reproductive tract. The cat was recovered and discharged later that day with pain medication. Complainant expressed concerns that respondent did not offer diagnostics to determine if the cat had been spayed or not prior to performing surgery. And that committee concluded that no violation of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue of no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-0.
And we have no respondent, Mr. Stoll, monitoring?
Yes, sir.
And no complainant. And Dr. Byrne, you're the lucky man.
Yes, so reviewing the case and the medical records, I don't think it was out of line to assume that the cat had not been spayed. It would have occurred to me to probably to run hormone tests on a stray cat before I knocked it down to do a spay. So I would make motions to agree with the investigative committee and dismiss.
Second. A motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 21-126 with no violations. Is there any discussion?
Kitty Minaj. What was it? Kitty Minaj. Well, I've never seen that. That's cute.
Just to be fair.
Nobody
knew the reference.
So.
I have regretted it, and I'm the only one on the board.
Well, the only thing I had written down in my notes here is there was, I didn't find any discharge instructions in the records. Anywhere. Other than that, yeah, dismiss. But does that warrant a letter of concern, or do we just wait until screws up the next time and gets in trouble?
I mean, it's hopefully they're listening to the audio of this.
It's just impossible that they just weren't submitted it, right? I mean, they may not have included them with their record.
Yeah, but we don't have it. It didn't happen, right? I mean, it's.
Well, if you really wanted to know, maybe we can ask them.
I would want to question before I do letter concern on that at this point, I think.
I just wonder if it was omitted because.
But that would something that I would hope.
Maybe staff could say, hey, you should kind of wind down to the end, listen to the very last hour or so of the recording.
All right.
Motion on the floor is to dismiss case 21-126. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, and in that case, it's dismissed.
I'm sorry, I was reading this real quick. It does say sent home with a little power instruction.
That's it, I know. It says sent home, and then where?
What
are they, though?
Oh, yeah. It
says are they? What are they? I know it said that, but what are they? Okay, next up.